In the firmament of Christian rock music, the Rockettown record label has gained a permanent place since its launch 5 years ago. Sales are good. Its singers and songwriters are getting honors from the industry. Ginny Owens is a bright star in this galaxy. She won the 2000 New Artist of the Year Dove Award after her first album, Without Condition, was released. She performed at Lilith Fair, Sundance, and her songs were heard on the WB programs Felicity, Charmed, and Roswell. Ginny Owens' second album for Rockettown Records has just been released. It's called Something More, and she's been on tour promoting it, and she joins us. Ginny, it's nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you as well.
We spoke when your first album came out, Without Condition, and musically, with the second one, where did you want to go with it? What did you want to do with it?
Doing the first record, I was not so comfortable in the studio. I loved the studio. I loved working with musicians, but I knew nothing about production. All I really knew on the first record was, you know, my 10 little piano songs. But for the second record, I had just more of a sense of, you know, what I was comfortable with, what I liked sound-wise. There's definitely an R&B side of me, and so I wanted to investigate and explore that a little bit more on this record.
I cannot measure the pain and pleasure. Life has up its sleeve. My joys and sorrows, today's and tomorrow's, offer me no guarantee.
There's a very strong pop R&B sensibility. Have you been listening to people like Nelly Furtado and Alicia Keys and India Arie?
I absolutely have. But also, just growing up, I was surrounded by R&B music, and so that's always been a huge influence. But on the other hand, the whole rock alternative and then the acoustic folk type music have also influenced me, I guess. It's kind of an odd hybrid.
No, Lord, he said, you got the wrong guy. Simple conversation gets me tongue-tied. And you're telling me to speak with a maniac king. Or could it be I've lost my mind? And besides, I am weak. Don't you want someone strong to lead them out of Egypt when they've been there so long?
The first album was very much that alternative rock folk. This is definitely a lighter pop sensibility. Is there a deliberate attempt to cross over?
No. I think, in fact, that we, at this point, don't know how it's going to work. We are kind of hoping that it will. And, you know, like I said before, I think it's important as a musician to explore music and to create music that's fun and artistic and interesting for me personally and for the people I play with personally.
Will you change lyrics? I mean, there's an old saw that a difference between gospel music and soul music, for example, is that in lyrics to a gospel tune, the word is Jesus. In lyrics to a soul tune, the word is baby. Do you sometimes back off the Christian aspects of the lyrics?
Every artist is different. Every Christian artist is different. For me, being a Christian is the most important thing to me. You know, I feel like in my line of work, singing music that's only about God is not what I necessarily feel like I'm supposed to do. You know, I think songs for me are journal entries, and they are my way of expressing, you know, how I feel about the world, how I feel about life, and, you know, how God relates to that, being a Christian. So kind of naturally, the message of God, the message of Christian hope and Christian love comes into my songs, but it's because It's a very important part of my life. It's because I want it there. It's not just for the sake of writing about it.
Ginny Owens, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ginny Owens' new album on Rocketown Records is called Something More.
Seems that life's become so complicated. I don't think it was meant to be this way. I find myself so distracted, caught up in the chaos of each day. When did I stop asking for your wisdom? As if your words were meant for someone else. Why do I choose to second guess you? Oh, I only frustrate and